So good to see each and every one of you here this morning. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we just want to thank you for coming. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, we want to thank you for coming. And let's give them a hand clap of welcome.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, I know that God is here this morning. Amen. The Spirit of God is here, and He's here to minister to you this morning, whatever need you might have this morning. He says He is here where two or three are gathered together in His name. Mm-hmm. He's in the midst.
Amen.
So we came in the name of Jesus this morning,
Amen.
Didn't we? Amen.
Amen.
And so He is in the midst this morning, and we're just going to put out our antennas and be
Amen.
Ready to receive
Amen.
What He has for us today.
Amen.
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 At this time, I'll turn it over to Pastor.
Praise God. I ask you, it's neighbor looking time. I ask you if you'll look at your neighbor, if you'll smile at your neighbor, you'll point at your neighbor, and you'll say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
ever
be
the same
again.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. You've already been here in so many ways already, Holy Spirit, moving and touching and healing. And Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. We're preaching and teaching your word, and signs follow your word this day. We thank you the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on that anointing. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, between the praise and worship service and Wanda, the things that have been said this morning, the Holy Spirit has a program that we all get on, and we don't know that we're on it until He starts revealing it. And you know, I love it when it's like that. I love it. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Philippians chapter 4. Starting verse number 6, the title of the message today is Release It to God. Philippians 4 and starting verse number 6. In the Amplified, it says, don't be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace, I've never seen it this way before. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. Now, according to Amazon, that set of scriptures that we just read, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, is the most highlighted passage of any book on this planet. That particular set of scriptures. Reading it, same set of scriptures from the Living Bible. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Now, last week I taught about peace, about creating an atmosphere of peace, and told about how to do it in our homes and jobs and just different places around us. And I just want to bring out some things this week. There was one day this week, there was something that I needed to mail back. I had bought the wrong size, and I had to call the place and find out if it's okay to mail it back. And they sent me the prepaid postage thing and whatever. And so they sent me the instructions in an email, and I got it all ready. And then I realized, we went to mail it off, and we realized it was on the 4th of July. And I said, well, the UPS is closed, and so it's not going to work. And I pulled it up the next day, and it had said, you know, it had to be done the next day. It had to be done. And so I got under a little, I lost my peace about it, to tell you the truth, because I said I'm going to lose the refund that I was supposed to get. And we let little things just get our peace sometimes. And that deadline you know, that I had read, it stole my peace. And I was like, why did I let this steal my peace? I don't understand what I do to get it back. I was really just trying to apply the word, and it just came to me. I know it was the Holy Spirit. Go check the email. So I checked the email again, and I had misread the email. The email said it gave the date that needed to be returned, and that was a week before I had talked to the lady on the phone. So they had dated it wrong on the email, and I wasn't under that improper deadline. Sometimes we're under deadlines and things that put pressure on us, and God's saying, those things that are pressuring you are not of me, and I can work it out. If you'll keep your peace and not lose it, and not get all anxious and all, you know, distraught over it, if you'll keep your peace. Now, I'm preaching to Pastor here, okay, because I need this more as much as anyone here. But I'm telling you, he'll supernaturally do something to fix the situation if we'll stay in peace about it. So we actually sent it 2 days later than the 4th, and they already sent me the thing back, said the money's on the way, and you know, the whole nine yards. It was all worked out. It was no big deal. But the enemy sometimes will try to put a lot of that kind of stuff on us to steal our peace throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. And sometimes we play right into his hands by giving up our peace and not. I read this thing in a book years ago, and it's about this guy said that anytime he loses his peace, he, you know, because you know when you lose it, the peace just drops out of you. I'm just speaking, you just feel anxious and whatever. He said the second it drops out of you, you need to teach yourself and train yourself spiritually. The second it drops, you need to say, what did it? And I need to get it back. I need to get it back right now. And so, you know, then you commune and you talk to the Lord about it. Now, Lord, now this caused me to lose my peace. What they said, what they did, what this situation is, it's caused me to lose my peace. I need to get it back. And then the Holy Spirit will show you, you know, maybe it's just praying about the situation or whatever, but he'll help you regain that peace. Little things try to steal our peace all the time. Little things we don't pray about and give to God. They pile up. They get heavy. Sometimes we get bogged down with a lot of little things that we need to release to God, just like was said this morning. When I say release them to God, I mean really give them to Him. Pray about them, but you give them to Him. You don't pick it back up. Pauline was saying in prayer the other day how that when something starts to bother her and she starts losing her peace, she'll write down what's bothering her on a sheet of paper. And then she'll go put it in the sink. And the water from the sink, the dripping of the water in the sink will wash the ink away. And the ink will be so messed up, even if it's not washed away, she can't read it anymore. And she said, for her, the Holy Spirit gave her that, and it's a release for her. The second she writes it down and gets it out, the second she does that, she's releasing it. See, now the Holy Spirit showed her to do it that way. He may give you another way. He may give me a different way. But He'll give us all a way to release the peace, to release the problem and keep the peace. Proverbs 15 and 15 in the Amplified says, all the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and forebodings. Anxious thoughts. Our days are made evil by anxious thoughts. How many of you can say that's true? It is. But he who has a glad heart has a continual feast, regardless of the circumstances. Anxious thoughts. Things that try to burden you. Loss of a loved one. Loss of a job. Loss of a relationship. All those things are in this body right now. If we could learn to let go of some of the things that we're holding on to, we would come into more breakthroughs and we would keep more of the peace of God in our lives. This is a prophetic word. Let go of the ashes. I'm going to say it again. Let go of the ashes. We're going to come back to it. Let go of the ashes. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him. For He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Juan, why don't you come up here, if you will. Juan's going to help me preach this morning. And by the way, Juan will be preaching tonight on the peace of God. We got a series about the peace of God, and different ones are ministering tonight. It's Juan. Next Sunday night, it's Wanda. And the following Sunday night, it's Chester. And it started last Sunday night with Jim. Okay, so in this, I gave you a little preview. This, Juan, is God. He's typecast. He reminds me of God. Okay, now, I'm going to be us. I didn't have enough of these, and I realized this afterwards. Okay. We're pausing to for this very important message. I've never paused in a sermon before. This is like a football game. We must take a commercial break right now. Oh, hallelujah. They didn't want to miss it, I guess. Hallelujah for YouTube. That's pretty good. Can we pause? Okay. Are we ready, Bean? Okay, good. Okay. This is a care. It could be something that's been holding me that I've been caring about, for worried about, anxious about recently. Or it could be something that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, from my childhood. Because there's a lot of stuff that's not released out of our childhood. Okay, God. Now, I can feel I don't have the peace that I should have. So, by your Spirit, you've been dealing with me to get rid of this stuff. Let it go. Let it go. That's what you've been telling me. Let it go. And you're telling me that because you love me. Not because you're trying to hurt me. Because you love me. Now, I'm gonna let it go. God, I'm going to give it to you. You got it. But you know, I don't know about you guys, but I don't have just one care. I got a bag full. And actually, there's a diesel truck outside. Or there should be. With these cares in it. Because I'm telling you, sometimes, at least with me, sometimes it gets way too much. God, sometimes the cares of the church get on me. And sometimes I'm not able to think straight. Sometimes I'm just messed up. Y'all ever get messed up? All right, God, I'm going to give it to you. Family cares. That everybody be safe. Everybody be okay. Praise God. Financial cares. That's a care right there. Health cares. Y'all got some more for me? What? Mind. That's a good one. Guys, I need a bunch more for that one. Whew. Yeah. That's at least a two care. Okay, God, you got it. I don't have it no more. I cast all my care on you. You got it, God. You got it. God, it's been 10 minutes. You should be busier than this. I should have already seen one of them cares worked out, God. God, I need some help. A little help now. A little help. I don't know. I pled the blood over my family. But I don't know. Hold this too. Now, I know I gave it to you, but I'm going to take it back. I'm not really thinking about taking it back, but I'm going to take it back because I'm going to think about it. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell everybody about it. I'm going to worry about it. So it's mine. I want you to hold it. All right, you're going to have to hold it tight on this one. Lord, now you got it. You know I ain't got it. You got it. Lord, I know you're working it out. Are you working it out, God? I know you got it. Are you working it out? God, I gave it to you. Are you working? Are you moving? Lord, I don't hear you. I don't see you. Help me, Jesus. Come on. Come on, help me. Help me. Help me. What are you doing? That's my care. No. Okay. Some of those other things I've been thinking about, though. You see where I'm going with this? We give it to him, but we take it back. We hold on to it like a bungee cord. He's got it, but he really doesn't have it. I mean, he's got it for the best he can. He's trying his best to take it, like he was. He was trying his best to take it. But I'm trying my best to take it back from him by my thought process, by my words, by my actions, by my worries. I'm trying to keep it myself. And it's too big for me. I can't carry it. It's too heavy for me. It burdens me down. The supernatural power of God is released in this when we release it to God. That's where the supernatural power of God comes in. Boom. When we really release it, we don't touch it anymore. Boom. He's got it. He's working on it. Hang on, Lord. You might be up here for a while. Maybe it's your loved one's salvation. Maybe it's a situation that's really bothering you that nobody understands. God understands. Give it to God with no strings attached. Little or big. If I'll do that, my heart and my mind are protected with supernatural peace. My heart and mind have a supernatural covering. In other words, if I really give it to God, there's a supernatural element that enters in, the glory of God over my heart and my mind, and I can rest. I don't have to think about it anymore because I really did give it to you. But when I see myself getting restless, when I see myself losing that peace, I feel it. I know I'm trying to take it back, and I got to get back over in that. I got to get, no, 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 I won't touch it in my thought life. No, no. And you say, well, that's hard. It is. It is. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, humble yourself. Why did it say that before that, casting all your care? Because it takes, we have to humble ourselves to really give him the care. Because we're trying to control it. We're trying to take charge of it. We're trying to work it out. Psalms 55 and 22 in the Amplified says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. This is in the Amplified Classic Edition. Releasing the weight of it. There's a great weight on those cares that I gave him. A great weight. And he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Now, I looked up that word sustain because we always think we know what the meaning of words are. Sustain. He'll never suffer the righteous to be shaken. Sustain. Strengthen or support, physically or mentally, to comfort, to help, to assist, to encourage, to support, to carry, to cheer up, to hearten, to support something and or keep it going. Now that's what God will do. He'll sustain. When I give him the burden, he'll sustain me. It's up to him to take care of me. It's up to him to work it out. It's up to him to carry this. The outcome's up to him. Not up to me. God is not mad at me. He's trying to help me. Matthew 11:28 Come to Amplified Classic Edition. Come to me, all you who are laboring or heavy laden and overburdened. We get so overburdened. I'm preaching to pastor. If it hits any of you, that's good, because you're being honest. Heavy laden and overburdened, and I'll cause you to rest. I will release and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and meek and humble and lowly in heart. And you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, or sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, pleasant, and my burden is light and easy to be borne. The things that God gives us are light and easy to be borne. We take on burdens that God didn't give us. We take on worries and things that God's saying, I don't want you to worry about that. I don't want you to be burdened down by that situation. I just want you to give it to me and let me keep it. I got it. I heard you pray, and I got it. Maybe today you're divorced and you're believing for God to restore what you lost. Then let the bitterness of the divorce, let God have it. Let it go. Give it to God. Let go of the hurt. Get it out of your thought life. Get it out of your mouth. Stop talking about it. Stop telling everybody about it. Stop speaking negatively about your ex-spouse. Maybe somebody else's action cost you your job. Or somebody else's action cost you your finances. Or somebody else's action cost you your friendships or your promotion. Forgive them and move on with your life. God sees and God knows, and God will make it up to you. God will restore to you better than before if we give it to God and release it to Him. God, He said He would even restore the years. He'll make up those lost years. Maybe something's been stolen from you. Give it to God. Put it on His account. Release it to Him. He'll get it back to you. Or something better. Maybe you're carrying unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment. Release it. Let it go. For some people, you're carrying ashes or something that is burned up. God says, release those ashes to me. Give them to me, and I will give you beauty for them. If you will give them to me by completely letting go, I will do a new thing, and my glory will be revealed. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. What are your ashes? Lost dreams, bad choices, divorce, hurts, pains. It's up to us to let go of the ashes, to let go of the mourning, to let go of the spirit of despair, to let go of the hurts and pains. Stop trying to figure out why something bad happened to you, because that will only lead to frustration, and that will steal your peace. Cast it upon the Lord. Let it go. Leave it behind. Let go of the hurts. Let go of the disappointments. Let go of the setbacks. As we let go, God can get to work. Holding on to the burdens blocks God's power. The enemy attacks us all. The purpose of the attack is to get us to lose our minds. Worry and fear can make us lose our minds. It can cause us to lose our health. If we give a situation to God with no strings attached, our heart is covered, our mind is covered by supernatural peace. Have you ever been tormented in your mind? It's because there's a problem, a weight, a circumstance that you didn't really give to God. You gave it to Him for a day or two, a week or two, a month or two, but you took it back. You started carrying it again, but it's heavier now because there's no grace to carry it. If we give our cares to God with no strings attached, we will see God's glory, and we'll see it faster than we're giving it to Him and taking it back. I mean, He'll do a fast work. You really give Him something, I'm telling you, most of the time, there's an immediate influx of the power of God's supernatural glory. It comes in because He knows when we've really done it, then we really don't have the strings attached. Sometimes we say we've done it, but we hadn't done it. But when we've really done it, then That's an act of faith, and we've released it, and now God's got it, and He's moving big time, big time. We're hindering Him by taking it back and back and back and back. But when He's got it, He's got it. And He can work like nobody's business. He can do things that we can't do. He can fix things we can't fix. Situations come to all of us to steal our peace. Release the situation into the hands of God. Pray. Commune with Him. Trust Him in the midst of it. Stay in peace. Release whatever it is that comes to steal your peace. Release it quickly, very quickly, to the Lord. Going back to the first two scriptures, ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. One of the scriptures in this today was Psalms 55 and 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and He'll sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. And the other scripture we have is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I'm going to read them both. Amplified Bible. Don't be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. Praise God.
Praise God. That was an awesome word this morning. Amen. Something that we all need to hear and always remind ourselves of, because the enemy is constantly trying to come against our minds with worry and with thoughts that are just anxious thoughts. And, you know, sometimes we have to, by faith, give it to God.
Amen. Amen.
The enemy will tell you, as soon as you pray, you didn't give it to God. Mm-hmm. You might as well just worry about it. Because God doesn't have it, He's not going to do anything about it. Well, by faith, you give it to God.
Amen.
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 Once and for all,
amen,
as the Word of God says.
Amen.
Because God is on your side. God is going to work on your behalf. He is with you. It's the devil that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
But it's God that is the healer.
Yes.
It's God that is the restorer.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It is God that is peace.
Yes.
And so as we give it to Him, His peace comes on us.
Yes.
His rest comes on us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so this morning, I want to just speak over you before we leave today. Let's just bow our heads and receive what God has. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person this morning, Father. I speak over them, Father. I speak your peace. Father God, I call on your peace, Father God, to be with each and every person, Father God. Let your peace, Father God, come into their hearts, come into their minds, Father God. The peace of God that passes all understanding. And we thank you, Father, that that peace just fills each and every one this day. Father, we thank you that you are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a good God. You are a loving God. You are a caring God. And Father, you take each and everything, Father God, that concerns us, Father, and you work all things, Father God, for our good as we surrender them to you this morning. As we surrender them to you this morning, we humble ourselves. We take ourselves off the throne. We take ourselves off of the throne of God, and we put Him back on the throne, and we surrender each and every care, each and every worry, each and every anxious thought. We surrender it to Him this morning, and we thank you, Father God, that you are so awesome and great and mighty, and that there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too big for you. There's nothing, Father God, that you can't help us through, can't work through, Father God, for us on our behalf. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.